Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Duct tape maintains its reputation as one of the all-time inventions because there's just so much you can do with it. Need to patch a hole in a tent, make a wallet, catch some flies, patch a hose, make a bunch of silly arts and crafts. I even had a friend in high school that used to make duct tape clothes.
Say what?
Duct tape can't, though, securely bind a snapped golf club back together, or fix a broken axe handle, or, say, create a custom grip so you can hold a tool better. It's simply not strong enough. For such tasks, take a listen to this week's New to Lou 2. Forge tape. With a little heat applied, the thin, ribbon-like substance softens to a moldable material that enables you to patch broken tools and basically MacGyver your way out of nearly every situation. Forge is a high-strength, lightweight thermoplastic tape ribbon that molecularly fuses to itself in a matter of seconds. In layman's terms, it's a plastic that, when heated slightly, is pliable. When cooled, it has a tensile strength of 1,000 pounds, which means the bond it creates is pretty much strong as steel. To use Forge, you dip the amount of tape you want into some hot water, or you can heat it up with a blow dryer. Hey, Lou, there's an idea. You can use your new Tolu 2 from last week for this week. When the tape turns clear, that means it's ready to use. From tools to sports equipment, broken snow or garden shovel handles, fixing some broken headphones, now's the time to bind it back up, babe. Once it is cooled, Forge is moisture resistant. It can be painted and works great in cold weather, too. Forge tape goes for $19.99, and you can find out more at housesmartsradio.com. So check it out. You just might want to keep it right next to the duct tape.
That's this week's Noodaloo 2.